The next Cincinnati mayor will be chosen a week from tomorrow on Election Day. The race between John Cranley and Roxanne Qualls will be the most expensive in history. This morning, WVXU political reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me to talk about the race. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
Well, it's not even a surprise anymore when the money spent in presidential races goes up and up every 4 years. But why does it cost so much money to become mayor of Cincinnati?
I think the fact is, since 2001, since we did direct election of the mayor, it's become a much more important job. It used to be just a figurehead, somebody who cut ribbons, had no particular power. Now the mayor has actual power, appoints committee chairs, controls the agenda of council. There's a lot more power that goes with the job, and that attracts candidates who are bigger names, bigger records, and have the fundraising ability.
Well, let's talk about the numbers. You've done some investigating. How much money is being spent this year?
Well, I think by the time it's all said and done, there'll be somewhere in the neighborhood of $1.8 million spent, raised and probably spent in the mayor's race. John Cranley is already over $1 million somewhat. Roxanne Qualls is closing in on $700,000 and wants to raise at least $750,000. They're going to keep raising money all the way up to the bitter end. And it could be somewhere in the neighborhood of $1.8 million, which would be a record.
What's the old record? How much did they spend last time?
Well, there was a little over $1.6 million spent in 2005. By David Pepper and Mark Mallory. And the bulk of that money, about $1.2 million of it, was raised and spent by Pepper, who ended up losing. So it doesn't necessarily mean that if you raise more money, you are going to win the race.
Where does the money get spent? What are they spending all this money?
Well, the bulk of it goes to television, these 30-second TV ads. We're just inundated with those, and anybody that turns their TV set on knows that now. Also, look in your mailbox. You're getting all the very slick four-page campaign brochures from all the candidates for city council and for mayor. And those things cost money, and they're highly targeted. They're being sent to you because of where you live or how you voted in the past or some other information that the campaign has gathered about you. And they gather databases on people, on voters. And that costs money. And so does hiring campaign staff. And so does hiring consultants or pollsters. All of that costs a lot of money.
Now, along with the mayor's race, council candidates up for election for the first time, these four-year terms that we've been hearing about, they'll be spending a lot of money, too. What are you expecting there?
Well, you'll probably have about, five or six candidates who will spend in six figures for one of the nine spots on council. P.G. Sittenfeld, who has already raised something like $328,000, is probably going to be the biggest of the fundraisers. He was the last time around and came in second. He may well come in first or second this time. And, it's all of that money is spent on the same kind of thing, on mail pieces and on TV ads.
Now, will this be the most expensive council candidate race as well?
It'll be close. I mean, there have been, a lot of money spent, in past elections, but I think that this one, because there is so much at stake, we're not running for a two-year term anymore. You're running for a four-year term, so there's a whole lot more at stake, and that's probably going to mean a lot more money.
Now, do you anticipate that this will be like the presidential campaigns, and then each year, especially in the mayor's race, each year is going to be election record-setting in terms of money spent?
Well, not necessarily. I mean, in the mayor's race, depending on who wins, if Cranley wins, if Qualls wins, if they're successful in their first 4 years, maybe they don't attract, a big-name opponent 4 years from now when they run for re-election. So that might keep the money down. However, I think every time that you're going to have an open mayor's seat, you're probably going to see these record numbers, record spending.
Howard, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU political reporter. You can read his column and his coverage at WVXU.org.